Here with more and a delicious preview, we welcome author and food marketing consultant, Jeff Speer. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having
me. Good to see you. It's the First Coast Heritage Cookbook, celebrating the culinary heritage of Northeast Florida, which, you know, not all of us realize that there is one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But there really is.
Yeah. What I found interesting is that, you know, when I talk to people about Southern cooking and Floridian cooking, most of the stuff they're talking about is after 1800. It's later. It's the soul food. It's the, the Cajun Creole. It's mm-hmm. all of that.
And this goes back way, way before the European settlers came. The amount of research that you've put into this is so fascinating. I mean, there are Spanish recipes, French recipes, British recipes, soul food recipes, but you go back even beyond that to the indigenous peoples of Florida.
Yeah, the foods that the Indians were consuming it. They had the three sisters, which is corn, squash, and beans. But there are a lot of things that the early inhabitants, the book goes back to 14,000 BC, and it's cursory, because one, there's no archival no archaeological evidence of recipes, and you can't make woolly mammoth stew anymore. You can't have giant land tortoise casserole.
Right. So, that wouldn't work.
Yeah. But, there's a lot of stuff that went on here, and nobody really knows. The thing that was most shocking to me is that before the Spanish arrived, this is Florida, the orange state, the citrus state, and there was no citrus here.
They brought it with them.
They brought it. The things that everybody brought, chocolate, oranges, cherries, apples, tomatoes, peaches, bananas, sugar, rice. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So, oh my God, before the 1500s, when they started having exploration around the globe, these foods weren't moving around.
You're the perfect person to write this book. You're a global food marketing consultant who you recently relocated to the First Coast. You have clients all over the world. You really understand the global nature of food and how it sort of travels.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of my last assignments was in West Africa. I was working in Ghana and I was working in Senegal. And over there, this is where the slaving trade started, which fascinated me because I had no idea. And I was, I'm working in the place with these slave castles and hearing all about it. Well, one of the things that the slavers did is the Africans in rebellion weren't eating the food that was on the ships because it was unfamiliar, and they were basically flipping the bird at these slavers going, we're not going to do it. So the slavers started carrying African foods. And so they brought yams and watermelon and peanuts. Peanuts didn't exist here. That came over with the slaves. So there's all this stuff that moved around and going to these countries and seeing the foodstuffs and going, this is where it happened. That's really cool stuff.
Yeah. Now, we need to speak about your perfect sense of timing, because today, April 2nd, is also the 500th anniversary of the founding of Florida. There's a lot going on across the area to mark that, and you're completely involved because your book is so historically significant. You're going to be appearing tonight at the Bookmark in Neptune Beach to talk about the history of Florida, have a book signing, and some recipe tastings.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have some food, and we've got peaches weren't here either. Peaches came over with the Spanish, and so we're serving peachy wine coolers and some Spanish, they're called fromahardies, these little cheese pastries. And
you brought some fromahardies with you this morning. They look like empanadas.
Yeah.
It's a Spanish recipe.
It is. Yeah, they used to serve them during festivals, and they would have, in the old days, the peddlers with their carts would walk around and they'd be flogging them.
You're really educating the public with this. It's a cookbook, but it's really a history book.
Yeah, I mean, the recipes are appropriate for today. It's not historical recipes that taste badly or aren't properly crafted. Every recipe in the book I personally tested. And so for the past couple of years, I've been eating very well. But all the recipes are tested. All the recipes are the proportions and everything are worked out. Contemporary foods, it's all accessible. But yeah, there's a lot of education in there. And then there's every chapter has a little bit of history in front.
It really is. Unlike any other cookbook you'll pick up, it is such a neat book. The First Coast Heritage Cookbook, celebrating this region's culinary heritage from 14,000 BC up to 1821, quite a span of time. And Jeff Speer, just such a fascinating person. His food marketing firm is Studio Speer, studiospeer.com. You're always traveling, so it's nice to have
That's
you
right.
come by for just a few minutes.
Yeah, it's nice to be home for a while.
pick up a copy of this book and get cooking. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Melissa. It's great to see you.